This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg back together on this Sunday morning, February the 23rd. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all you first responders, teachers, and everybody out there helping folks in the Candler McAfee area.
Okay.
East side of town, over there, Greenwood Avenue and 2nd Avenue and all of them, going out there toward East Lake.
Yeah.
So, anyway, good morning to all y'all out there. And, Sam, this is a candy. I don't know how I feel. I don't hate it, but I don't think I've ever sought it out. But today was the first day it was introduced by a dude named Leo Hirschfeld, the Tootsie Roll.
Okay.
Today was the day.
That's a dance, too. Right?
Pardon?
That's a dance.
Well, that's true, too. But this is the candy.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of the candy?
Eh.
You know what I mean? It's like one of those candies. It's like you don't hate it.
If it's around, you may grab one, but
exactly.
It's not, you're like, I don't go out. Don't go out of my way for it.
How about you, Noel? Get thumbs up, thumbs down, or just okay? Well, I've been waiting on this.
I like Tootsie Rolls.
Huh?
Sam was waiting on the greeting first.
Oh, I'm sorry. Good morning.
All right, now there we go. All right,
wait 2 weeks to hear
what
that.
I'm talking about now. Yeah.
So it is. It's one of them kind of candies that fall in between the cracks, right?
You a fan of it?
I like it. It's more of a take it or leave it candy, more than a take it or leave it candy for me. But like, it's like right above a take it or leave it candy.
Okay.
I might prefer the Tootsie Roll Pop better than
the Pop.
It's,
right?
You know what it is? It's one of those candies that falls into the category of Halloween candies that. If we don't see it for another year, it's okay.
It's okay, right?
But we'll take them when, you know, we've got our bags open and you throw some some candy in there. But, yeah, today was the day.
The picture you just gave. We got our bag and we hold our bag out there. And you'd be like Charlie Brown. What you got? I got this. I got a rock.
I got a rock. Yep.
Nice.
Anyway, yeah, today was the day that the Tootsie Roll was introduced.
Mm-hmm.
Again, coming up, Adam Alexander. Looking forward to talking to Adam. Noel,
we got beautiful weather. We got it's going to be a little chilly early on. When the race is going to start at 3:00 today, so I mean by that time it should have warmed up some. You would have a jacket you still want to take with you. But great day to go down to Atlanta Motor Speedway. The big show is in town.
And did you tell Brandon I said hello?
Yeah, we did.
Okay,
and of course,
that's my man.
Always about you, man.
You have not done the drive around the course, have you?
I've been in the two seater with somebody driving with a.
No, I mean but there's something to be said for being in your own car driving around Atlanta Motor Speedway because it's like you start laughing at yourself. Because I had an SUV. I was out there tooling around in a Honda taking laps, and and plus I didn't want to go high up. Because I just figured I'd roll right over.
No. Well, it's something else to ride with a driver. I think Cal Petty was driving when I rode with him.
Mm.
And it's something, a car that you get up, you go high on the banking, and you get up close to that wall.
Yeah.
And you know if you're in your regular car, you're just spinning all over the place. You tear that thing, just hugs it, and just snug right up by the wall, and just It's an unbelievable ride. If anybody gets a chance to do that ride, they ought to get a chance to
do it. Are, because that's why I brought it up. The Atlanta Motor Speedway is allowing people to go out there, and I think it's for charity. You put
it your car. Now, you don't go up on the banking for in your car.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I went up maybe
you ain't going
10
way up there.
Feet. That was the highest I went up, and I was going like 100, and I still was scared to go that high.
Yeah.
Anyway, Tim Scarborough is going to join us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Caleb Johnson is going to join us. But now is time we turn things over to you, Mr. Crenshaw.
Okay.
What's going on locally?
All right, I got some things, and we're going to get into Atlanta United in a minute. We're going to talk a little bit. We're going to go a deep dive a little later on in the show. We get caught up with some college basketball, college hoops from yesterday. Georgia's march in the SEC is just getting tougher and tougher. They go down to Auburn. Auburn beats them 82-70. And right now you're concerned with Georgia is how they're playing themselves off the bubble and have an opportunity to be a part of March Madness. They're going to have to regroup and get some wins headed toward tournament time as the calendar is about to go over to March. Georgia Tech falls 69-54 up at Boston College. That's a tough loss for Tech, who really had things going in the right direction of late. Georgia State get a win on the road at Old Dominion, 76-70. It's good. Panthers got things. They're regrouping at the right time here as they get close to tournament time. Sun Belt's got 1 week left in regular season before they head to Pensacola for the tournament. Kennesaw State, not a good outing against New Mexico State, 60-49. New Mexico State gets by KSU, has been playing well of lately. And then in the battle of the AU Center, Clark Atlanta playing at Morehouse yesterday. There's always the big crowd for that game, and Morehouse wins in double overtime, 85-79, final score in that. We just talked with Kyle Sandy a moment ago, and we were talking about, basketball state championships, which were in Elite Eight. This weekend was the dance championship. State dance schools have dance teams, and they have dance championships. They had this over at the Classic Center over in Athens. And your winners are in Class 1A, Stillwell School of Arts. That is in Clayton County. Clayton County, so congratulations to them. They are the Class 1A champions. The Class 2A, 3A champions are the Heritage Generals. Congratulations to them. What's that?
No, go ahead and finish. I'll ask you after you finish the names.
Okay. Class 4A, 5A, Stars Mill Panthers. The folks down in the Tri-Lift. They're down in Fayette County.
Okay.
And then Class 6A is Peachtree Ridge up in Gwinnett. They are the winners. So those are your champions, state dance champions.
So these are like the dance. These aren't cheerleading.
No,
these are the dance squads.
Dance squads.
But don't they do that whole big thing over there at the World Congress Center every year?
No, that's cheer sport.
That's just cheer sport?
That was it. They're still cleaning the glitter up.
Okay. That
was last week, by the way.
That was last weekend, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of remember something going on in February. There's a lot of stuff and you know how I remember it? Because I remember this is usually the time the Hawks used to take the long road trip out west, and the circus would come in.
Yeah.
Well,
Ringling was in town. Ringling is a new show.
Animals, right?
Right. It's a new show. It was in town. But they cheer sport was last week.
Yeah, this is another one of those events that would take over World Congress Center on the regular. I tell you, the other one was the monster trucks.
Well, they don't bring them in.
That's what I'm saying. They don't do that at Mercedes-Benz. They did it at the Dome. I MC'd that a couple of times. You know who I MC'd it with?
Right.
Shout out to Moby.
Okay.
Yeah, Moby.
Yeah,
and he would
fun.
Sing the national anthem.
Whoa.
Yeah, man. Okay. That dude has pipes. Yeah. And he would sing, and I remember standing there, and then the camera dude was looking up at me, and I could see up my nose on the big screen.
That wasn't good.
I know it was not good at all. I just remember that, but those monster trucks.
Speaking of having pipes, our very own Mike Conte, obviously on the call last night. You heard here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the season opener for Atlanta United. And of always, we want to hear a goal call. Noel, may we hear one from Mike Conte.
Quickly thrown into Maranchuk. In the left attacking third, back to Hernandez, swung to the penalty spot, and a header is loose, and stabbed into the net! By Latte Lott! It's a double latte! And Atlanta United retakes the lead on a broken play in the 63rd minute.
Atlanta United has to come out with a, I don't know who they're going to get it from, but they got to partner with somebody's coffee and have it so that you can go and get your latte, whatever it is you get, right? I mean, so that's
Mr.
That's,
Blank and his people, you know, these are guys.
They're
already working on it, and, you know, they'll be selling it. You get them special cups right there at Mercedes-Benz. You know that's going to happen.
Latte Lot says, welcome to Atlanta, and scores not once but twice. And Edwin Mascara with the game winner. And 3-2. Great to see them win in the home opener. They had the third largest attendance, I think, of the day worldwide for soccer. Worldwide, we had the third largest attendance.
Hmm.
So, yeah. You have people
and
out
there's still room to grow in that joint. If it was only 60, right?
60 was 65, I think.
And that, doesn't that place hold 70-something plus?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which we have done before, you know.
Right, I think 72.
But this is a great start for this season, man. People are excited about the possibilities for this team, and you know we'll get into it more, and maybe hear some from a coach a little later on in our program. But it was great to see that happen. Shout out to Brad Guzan, goalkeeper, his 200th appearance, and so he just keeps going, man. People wonder if this, you know, he brought some competition in last year. Felt like he wasn't going to be able to go another season. Here he is out there still doing his thing. He wants to be a part of getting this program back to the MLS Cup like they wanted in 2018. I think that's the one thing he wants so badly before he steps off this stage.
This is a real question. How long does it take to realize that a goalie is too old or past it? Because there's goalies who have bad games at a certain age. But how many of those in a row do you have to have? Or does he have to have losing matches to still notice that the person's lost a step? You know what I mean? I'm serious about this because that's one of those positions as I continue to get educated and understand the finer arts of the sport. And we talk about Brad Guzan and him being the leader of this team. But, yeah, he got some miles on them tires.
Miles on the tires now.
Right? So when – in other words, have you seen this before? This is not just somebody who's being called to be replaced because he stinks at his job. We know he's good at it.
Right.
But when do you say, you know what, man, you're X amount of age? I don't know that yet. I'm asking you.
Right,
and maybe
right,
Jason
right.
would be the person to ask. But
we'll know that because he's the only one we've had.
And that's what I'm saying. So, and does he look like
here, right?
he's lost the,
you know? I mean, you could tell, you know, a season or two ago, it seemed like he was having some difficulties. But then there are also some difficulties with people playing the defenders in front of him at the time. We're having trouble with their consistency. So, I mean, it's the whole team. It can't just be him back there by himself. But he has done the things to prepare himself, and last season was simply remarkable. And to be there and be what he's supposed to be for this team. And so that's what we look forward to. You know, next week they play at Charlotte. And they're the people who took away our title for having the biggest attendance because they can get more people in their stadium than we can. And so we had the attendance record until they started their team.
Yeah.
So they don't do it consistently like we do.
I was just going to say, and plus our stadium looks better.
Yeah, ooh.
And in case you can't get in front of a TV and watch that one on the first.
People in Uptown.
That ain't it. I ain't saying nothing nasty about them. I was just saying our stadium looks better than their stadium.
Folk in Uptown Charlotte would be.
Yeah,
would,
well, that's know, their problem. Atlanta United versus Charlotte. Mm-hmm. 1 o'clock pregame.
Mm-hmm.
Tip. Well, kick at 2. That's followed by Arizona and Iowa State. But that's next weekend. Today, we have got college basketball for you before we get on out of here. Purdue at Indiana. 1 o'clock is the pregame. Tip at 1:30. And then the Hawks versus Detroit tonight. Pregame at 5:30. Tip at 6.
Okay.
Hawks versus Miami 2 tomorrow night. We'll have that for you here in case you can't get in front of a TV. And Wednesday night, Hawks at Miami. That's back-to-back.
These are some, and we're going to talk about this when Caleb comes on. These are some crucial games considering Hawks are trying to get it but to that number 6 spot. And right now they're playing games against teams that they're really chasing. They just played Orlando. They're going to get Detroit today. Back-to-back games against Miami. This is a big week for them.
Stick around. NASCAR Talk is up next with Adam Alexander, Sam, and Greg. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, We can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay. Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. You hear that familiar music? It's the walk-on intro for our own Adam Alexander.
Yes, it is.
Very few people have their own intro music.
Yeah.
And he's one of the first that got his.
Yeah.
It's been a minute since I had a chance to talk to him, let alone congratulate him. You guys have had the chance. I've been kind of busy.
He's been kind of busy, Adam.
So I wanted to congratulate you on your new locations. I guess that's about the best way to put it, right?
Yes, there's several of them. There's multiple.
Yeah, as I said, locations.
Yeah.
And how are you liking it, as Toby would just said? How you like it, man?
It's great. Yeah, we're off to a good start on the CW side and a lot of prep work already going into getting ready for what will happen this summer with Amazon Prime and Turner. But it's an exciting time and very thankful to have these new opportunities and look forward to what's next and some really good people that I'm having the opportunity to work with. And it's always hard to move away from a good situation. And that's certainly what I had at Fox, and they were outstanding. But really happy with what I'm doing now. And we've had two great races to get us going on CW.
Mm. Now, this is what I wanted to ask you right off the rip. When I get into specifics with the race and Atlanta Motor Speedway, obviously hosting a big weekend here, but I want to talk about this one guy, Austin Hill, who won yesterday. He's won a number of races here in Atlanta. And I think this is more than Austin being from Georgia or Chase Elliott being from Georgia and having success here. But what I want to ask you, in the times that you have been covering sports, what is it about certain tracks that certain guys just excel at and they can't, whether it's the car or whatever it is about this person? They do better at Bristol, but they don't at Daytona or vice versa. Or what is it about some of these tracks that somehow make a certain drivers over a period of time have success there more than others?
I would say, a lot of that is mentality, approach, the team you're with, and what's the history at that team at a particular track, because a lot of times it's not just the driver, it's the car and the team he drives for. But when you look at Austin Hill and his success, not just at Atlanta, But overall in his career, he's won 11 times, and 8 of those have been in the draft. He's won 5 times now at Atlanta, and they've all been in this new drafting configuration, and he's won 3 times at Daytona. So 8 of his 11 wins have come in the draft. And when you look at the history of Richard Childress Racing, they've been a really good drafting team. They've always had a good history at Atlanta Motor Speedway. His win last night made them the all-time winningest team there. And so he just understands the draft. Now, I would say it's 2 things. Yes, he's got a great car. RCR's always produced tremendous horsepower, which gives you an advantage when you're racing at a place like Daytona, Atlanta, or Talladega. But I would say beyond that, he's just got this sixth sense to understand how to control the race. And, you know, when you've got a car with horsepower, it allows you to qualify great. Those RCR Chevy started on the front row yesterday. And when you qualify up front, you can kind of control the race. And when you're good at doing that, it just gives you an enormous advantage. He's won there in all different types of ways. You know, first couple of times he won there, he led over 170 laps combined. Yesterday, he led 145. Last year, he led 14 total laps and won both races. But he just has a nose for being where he needs to be when the time is right, and he was able to deliver again yesterday.
Adam, okay, so this is my follow-up to this, because you gave a little education. You talked about drafting, and you mentioned a couple courses. You mentioned Atlanta, and you mentioned Daytona. And my thing is this. I didn't get a chance to talk to you last week, but did drafting play a part in the craziness that ended the 500 last week, and how these guys were trying to maneuver for position? For the uneducated like me, when I hear that, I'm thinking, oh, well, there's a good side to drafting, but is there a downside to it too?
Well, the downside would be that you're running in a pack, and when something goes wrong, you can collect a lot of people because everybody is running so close together, and that's why you hear the big one used so frequently when you're racing at Daytona or Talladega. Maybe not quite as much at Atlanta, but you can see it there too. And we saw it, you know, on the final lap last night, several cars involved in that accident on the last lap. But yes, the downside to the draft would be that you're running in these tight quarters, and just one bad move, one bad push, one bad block, one slight overreaction, just the littlest bobble. And then once one guy gets out of shape, you can collect so many others because there's just nowhere to go when you're running in that tight pack. And the draft is really what creates all that.
Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline on this Sunday morning. It's race day Sunday morning here at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Adam Alexander joins us, and he is social. You can find him at Adam1Alexander, Adam1Alexander. All right, Adam, last week we got William Byron. He's the one who's out front when all the chaos took place, and he gets the win down at Daytona. Qualified middle of the pack, you know, this week. He's at 16. Chase Elliott is at 19. Those are Hendrick cars that we're going to be watching today. But thoughts about who has the hot hand and you think has looked well in practice and is going to have a great chance to get a win here today?
Well, you know, and the interesting thing is we talk about the draft in this whole format is that, you know, they don't practice when we go to these places. You did a Daytona because it's the season opener, it's the 500, and, you know, you do the duels, and that format is just so different. But once we start going to the other drafting tracks, you show up, you qualify, and then you race. And so it's really hard to get a gauge. There's no question. When you look at the qualifying lineup, 9 of the top 10, I think 10 of the top 11 were Fords. So Fords have speed. The question is, what's the balance of speed in the draft and in race trim? And did some teams sacrifice speed on Saturday for race comfort on Sunday? And we'll find that out as this race goes along. You know, the tough thing is that this is kind of a sprint race, 400 miles, right? So you don't have a ton of time to get your work done. And we will click the laps off fairly quickly because, you know, in this format, I mean, you are picking them up and putting them down at Atlanta. So I would say this race has the potential to go fairly quick, and you don't have a ton of time to get your work done. Starting up front is an advantage because it's hard to pass here. I mean, you can manipulate the front end. But what I would say is this place is starting to wear out a little bit. It's not the old Atlanta by any means, but you're starting to see signs of that track really wearing out and aging. And so that will bring handling into play. The other thought is strategy, because fuel mileage is always big at these tracks, and you know, saving fuel and making sure when you make a pit stop that you spend limited time there filling that tank. And so all of that will play a role in establishing track position for some of those guys that didn't qualify as well yesterday. There will be some give and take. And I would anticipate some of the names you mentioned and some of the other favorites. You know, the Toyotas didn't qualify great either. I would say some of those guys will find their way to the front through strategy and the way this race is going to be run today.
Looking forward to that. You talk about those guys. I think about Penske. It seems like this is a place where they kind of have an advantage. You know, Logano knows his way around this track to do well. And then you got your guys starting on the point in Ryan Blaney.
Blaney's always been tremendous in the draft. I talk to a lot of people that know something about it, drivers, ex-drivers. And last week at Daytona, they were all real quick to point out that Ryan Blaney is someone you have to watch in the 500 just because he's so good in the draft. You know, you mentioned Logano. This is the race that really laid the foundation for his third championship last year when he won this race early in the playoffs. And then, boom, they were off and rolling with all that momentum throughout the postseason. And Joey goes on to claim the trophy. And so there's no doubt he's really good at Atlanta. And such a great story with Joey at Atlanta because, you know, his family came south and they lived in one of the condos. They had one of the condos there at Atlanta Motor Speedway. And he raced there on the short track at Atlanta. That was where, you know, a good portion of his racing foundation was laid. So anytime he goes to Atlanta, it's really special for him. But I think that, yeah, those two will be good. But there will be a host of other drivers that surface at the front today and have a chance to go after this thing. And, you know, the one that you might point toward that's not in the Ford right away is Kyle Busch, the only Chevy to qualify up in the top 10. And, you know, he won the truck race yesterday. And if you go back to the wild finish we had there last year, that wild three-wide finish, it was Ryan Blaney, Kyle Busch, and Daniel Suarez. Suarez gets it, but Kyle Busch was right there with Blaney and Suarez. And so he'll be someone that we've got to talk about today as well.
Adam Alexander joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And take us with you in the Odyssey app. You talked about Atlanta Motor Speedway being different than before. And it reminded me of a question I wanted to ask you. Atlanta Motor Speedway got repaved a year or so ago, right? Mm-hmm. Gone completely.
Several years.
When that happens, how much does that change the way you approach driving at that particular course? In other words, is Atlanta Motor Speedway different now than it was 5 years ago as far as how drivers approach it?
Yeah, they repaved it prior to 2022, but it was more than just a repave. So, number one, to answer your question, yes. Anytime you repave it, I mean, it's going to change it exponentially. And all of that's dependent upon what was the surface like before. But Atlanta was known to be this old, worn out. You got to get four tires every time you pit. I mean, it just had this history of drivers sliding around and hanging on, and you need tires even before you need gas, and just that was the mentality of that place. Well, now they not only repaved it, they changed the banking, and that's what created this drafting situation, this pack racing at Atlanta. So, yes, it always changes when you repave, but the change at Atlanta to what you see on track now as opposed to what you saw prior to 2022 is even more dramatic than what you would see at a traditional repave.
Fantastic stuff, fantastic stuff. Adam, we appreciate you spending some time with us on this Sunday morning. It's a big day. I know the people at Atlanta Motor Speedway, Brandon Hutchinson, are excited. The sun's
out.
We won't be any rain, and it's going to warm up today. So it's ideal for the fans to come out and catch NASCAR in town this weekend.
Yeah, we look forward to it, and I'm excited. Race 2, William Byron, 1-0 on the year. Who gets it done in Atlanta? And somebody could punch their ticket to the playoffs, and so that's always exciting. So we'll have a fun time, no doubt.
All right, thank you, buddy. As always, Adam, enjoy the rest of your day, and again, for joining us. We'll never be able to thank you enough.
Okay, thanks. Have a great day, guys.
There you go. Adam Alexander, the Ambetter Health 400 is today. Things get going at 3 p.m. And you ain't got to talk about nothing else. Got to talk about the weather. It's just going to be a beautiful. This has got to be one of those Sunday nights where Brandon Hutchinson hits his head to the pillow and just sleeps calmly, knowing he put on an incredible show this weekend.
You know what? He came on yesterday and talked about all the things that people can do when they come down, the music, the entertainment, the freeways. Mm-hmm. And I think they got sea lions down there. They got sea lions. I'm like, when he told us that yesterday, he's like, what? Oh, yeah, we got sea lions down here.
See, I'm still trying to get past. I'm trying to, like, check out the mechanical bulls. Now you got sea lions down there. Maybe he's the one that could get that bull from Texas over here.
Maybe so, right?
Bebo's looking for something to do in the offseason, right? Do they tote that thing out for that? Excuse me, that bull out for basketball games? It's the mascot of the school, right?
I don't think they bring him to basketball, but, he's always been in a football game. No, they don't do that. He comes to the football. He might come to a baseball game or something.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying.
They put him in the bullpen.
And where's that Texas race at? The road race.
Austin is the road race for road racing and F1. Right. But then also you get your NASCAR races up there in Fort Worth.
That they need to bring that bull everywhere. You know, they can't bring it to Georgia, but
he's a longhorn steer. You don't want to call him a bull.
Well, I ain't from around there, so I call him a bull. Looks like a bull to me. All right, you ready to find out what's going on with Noelle?
Oh, can't wait.
Yeah, she's up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 23rd day of February. Thank you for letting us be a part of your, Saturday, even though I wasn't here, Saturday and Sunday mornings. So I want to thank you for that. This is one of them groups that people have been talking about lately, about a reunion.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think if, because see, this is, I'm not, Supremes were before me. And I don't know that I want to say girl groups.
You remember Supreme?
No, I'm saying they're not my favorite. I'm saying maybe En Vogue is my favorite lady group.
Okay.
I was trying to think who would beat them.
We had a pretty good one here in town.
I'm just saying, these ladies, you know, probably. Yeah,
TLC was pretty good.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean?
Yeah. But I still like these ladies and all that. But anyway, that's not why we're talking. We need to shut up and turn things over to Noelle because she put this on for her.
Outstanding.
She got something to say. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Ooh.
You want to see these ladies reunite or you want to leave it as is? Because sometimes they get back together and it's like, y'all shouldn't have, you know.
Never gonna get it, never gonna get it, never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Yeah. It ain't happening.
That's
what?
Maybe you could be the new lead singer.
They're not getting back together.
They were just back together here recently.
No, it was three, not four.
I thought it was four.
I thought I saw three out there. Was Don out there?
I think everybody was there. But Maxine was the one they were talking about. Hadn't been with him in a minute.
But they've been working with Maxine. It's been Don that's been like MIA. Okay. But I think you're right. I think Don was there because I thought it was funny that they had Don and Raphael in the same room together because she still feels like he owed her some money. Mm. So I think Don was there because I remember having that thought, and I thought that was kind of funny. I was like, oh, you got them two in the same room?
That brings on a question. I'll let you get to your thing, though, but we want to know who is your favorite girl group.
Oh, I'm a TLC girl. But if we're going to talk about blending harmonies together, then I'm going to take En Vogue.
Yeah, okay.
We're gonna talk about four part harmony.
Yeah,
some girls that can handle singing behind Aretha Franklin. I'm gonna take them.
There we go.
We're gonna leave the sweet emotions out, right?
Who's this? Oh,
I know, I'm going back. But you know what's funny?
I do like the emotions now. And the 3 degrees. Wait a minute.
We went back and nobody brought up Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I'm just saying it's just funny, right? When you say it out loud, nobody brought them up.
DC 3 or 4, you know, either one of them could
anyway, work. Go ahead, Noelle. Okay. This is your time to shine.
Okay. Well, there are so many places we can go here, but I guess I'll start with watching sports is going to become more complicated, and that is becoming more and more clear by the day. So, if you didn't know, whatever TV contracts are on the books can be up and voided around next season. They're all pretty much done around 2029. And then we will be in this strange landscape where we'll have to put in a username and a password and click the 17 different apps to get to the one game we're trying to watch for 3 hours. And my question is, wasn't our lives easier with cable? I just feel like our lives were easier with cable.
Yep. And I've come to a conclusion and try to, for me, this works for me. With everything that she's talking about and how technology is taking over everything, the only reason we complain about it is because we were there before and we know what it used to be. But if you're 18 right now, this is
you just grab
your world,
you just
right?
click into another app and get going. And with the announcement that baseball gave us, what ESPN gave us about baseball this week, we look to see if baseball is going to really do a deal. Kind of like MLS, and say, all right, this is where we're going to be, you know, so many nights a week. Because, you know, ESPN's cutting back on their baseball.
Listen, everything is in flux as far as those channels. But go ahead, Noel.
Yeah. I mean, no, Sam's bringing in an excellent point that adds to all of this. And where that will fix the problem of blackout markets, because that's the one thing I hated, right? You pay for a package. And let's say, like, I had Sunday Ticket for years and years and years because my dad was a Vikings fan, right? So we had the Sunday Tickets package so he could watch the Vikings. But my sister was in New Orleans and couldn't sign into the account to watch the Falcons in New Orleans because the zip code is here.
Yo.
Like, that's the stuff that used to drive me crazy, but now it's, like, going the other way. Like, I think FanDuel just announced their app price is going to $19.99, or I think it was already $19.99. But I think FanDuel is actually cheaper for me via DirecTV. I think it's like $12.99 or something like that. So it's like, as much as you want to get away from all these packages and as high as cable was and all this stuff, when you're looking at the cost a la carte, you might have already been in the best shape you were in. And now I think we've just all kind of put ourselves in a situation where everything has to be connected to the internet to be watched, and log into 17 different places, and we're going to run into more problems like password sharing blocks and blockout dates and bandwidth issues. Because the next step is, once you get everybody hooked on streaming via the internet, then the next step is to up the internet, right? Because mm-hmm. now the internet is more valuable.
Tracy had the same situation. She buys the package so she could watch Tigers games here.
Yep.
But then she went home to Michigan. She couldn't
yep.
could
watch log them. In to watch
couldn't log in to watch them up there in Michigan. So that, like, was crazy.
So the one good thing about what MLS does and what baseball kind of wants to go to, and honestly what the NBA needs to go ahead and go to, is letting you just buy the package and watch it wherever you go, regardless of the blackouts. And I think that's going to be more likely with less broadcast networks having first pick or being the main priority when it comes to viewing stuff. Because we lived in a world where CBS and Fox were king when it comes to NFL, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
It looks like Amazon is about to be the king of NFL in the next 4 years.
I got a problem with Amazon for another reason, too, but you go ahead and finish your thing. We'll get to this one during casting call. Or the jeers.
Well, but that's the problem with some of the stuff, right? Like, they can kind of do and move and turn on and off, and it seems, even though you don't have control over the network television, it seems to be less control with streaming when they tell you that there's really more control. Like, let's move away from sports.
Let me ask you this. How much will this, because this is the 400-pound gorilla over here that's driving a lot of what you're saying, not so much what the networks are deciding or these platforms are deciding to show, has to do with, in the minds of some people, or a lot of people, whatever they can put on sports-wise, it's gambling. That is it. Because we have seen, and we could just speculate and do reckless speculation on the Four Letter Network and Fox and all these others making these changes because they want to get as many eyes as they can on their channel because they're just doing games that you can bet on.
Mm. I mean,
Think about that. That's part of it, because now that gambling's part of this.
Yeah, you can hardly even watch any type of sporting anything without the little note on the bottom that says, you know, if you have a gambling problem, call this number here. So, like, there is constant gambling promotion on the TV, on the social media. Yeah, and like, it's all connected to each other, right? Because they want you to, you watch the TV and they say, go to the app and download the app and get the free this and the free that and figure out what color jersey they're going to come on tonight.
And gamble during the game. Gamble during the event. It ain't just that you can gamble on the game. You can sit there and he's going to miss this putt. Oh, she's going to ace this one. Whatever the sport.
Yep. Yeah, that's one of my new favorite ads.
You can put something down on it.
Do you have a hunch during the game? Don't miss out on any money.
So that's a part of what you're saying may or may not happen around the corner, but it may be driven by how many games can we broadcast that people are going to come and bet on. I don't know. I'm just throwing this out there. But it just makes sense given the way the landscape has shifted.
No, and that's a good question. So does that mean now you only want the top premier games if you're the network broadcaster?
Why got to be top?
Top.
There has to be a game. People who do that don't care what the game is. They just want to put a bet down.
Okay, so you're saying that that's why it's getting spread out to so many landscapes, because everybody just wants a game that is attached to these apps. And these, yeah, I can 100% see that.
These shows are going away on certain networks. We just, these shows that we got used to watching on the sports channels are sort of dissipating.
Yeah.
Either they're gone or they will be leaving as soon as that network can figure out a way to put on a game of some sorts. You pick the sport, but a game.
Well, not just a game. Let's take it even further. Not just a game, but how many more gambling shows are we seeing now?
Yeah.
Shows that are just geared toward, you know.
Yeah, that's a whole industry right now.
Yeah, that's getting as big as the fantasy football shows.
Huh. This is all byproduct of the information age that we're in. I have no clear-cut answer. I don't think there's anybody out there. They can speak on their network and what they want to do, but it's the Wild West right now that we're living in.
And I guess that's the conversation that I want to have, like just how topsy-turvy it all is. Like nothing is what it used to be. Like I remember Jimmy the Greek and how all of that went down, and look at where we are now.
Jimmy
in the sports landscape. Like,
yeah.
Like he had to do his thing kind of, you know, undercover and cold words, and even though they had him on TV, and now it's just flat out, what's the line?
Yeah.
And is it moving?
Thank you,
and we're
going to
talk about that for the next 4 hours. Is this line going to move?
Yeah, exactly.
Or not, for Greg's point, the whatever the big game is. Because if it's like a Thursday night, it doesn't even have to be a big game, right? It's just a game. It's just the game on.
It is a game. And how much more important is it for them to put those reports out on players participating?
Well, yeah, we figured that out a long time ago, though. Why, you know, if you're a fan, you know, why do the inactives that come out before the game, why does that matter? If you're a fan, you're a fan of the team. Well, those guys not playing today, well, you're still going to show up for the game and whatnot. But no, that's what it was for, you know, all those years, you know. So, hey.
Anyway, go ahead. I know there's other stuff you want to talk.
It's just more obvious now.
Yeah. No, it's just, yeah, I just wanted to kind of, like, set out the landscape of, like, where we're headed with sports watching. We're all going to have to, like, yesterday I officially signed up for my MLS pass for the year because T-Mobile was kind enough to give us our yearly promotion code to get it. But, like, that's what is going to be our world for watching sports and really watching everything, but we're just zeroing in on sports right now. That's going to be our world, a username and a password, and click this game here.
What will be a bridge too far for you two? Is it the Super Bowl? Meaning you got to put something down to watch the Super Bowl. Is it Wimbledon? Is it Daytona 500? Whatever. What is it? Kentucky Derby? What is it that you say enough?
Well, I think that's the interesting thing because I think everybody's going to have a different enough, right? Like
right.
Whatever,
that's what I'm asking
whatever
y'all.
Because my mom's enough is going to be the Braves. Like if she click on FanDuel and the Braves ain't there, I'm going to have a problem because I got to figure out where the Braves are,
okay.
Right? I'm going to have a problem.
Yep.
If I turn on Fox at 1 o'clock and my Falcons ain't there, I'm going to be mad. Like, I be mad sometimes. I turn to the guide and it shows me the wrong game. I'm like, why am I looking at that game? It's not even my market. And then I click on the game. I'm like, okay, it is the Falcons. Okay, I don't have to riot today. So it's just going to depend on, like, where you spend your time and your money. That's going to be that thing where you're like, that's a bridge too far.
But you know what this is doing is you also are talking. We're all showing our age because the younger generation that doesn't want to sit still for 3 hours to watch a game are still going to get things the way they want to. They're going to program their device to do a ping. Well, let's see, something just happened.
Yeah.
Okay,
or like
let me go back
brother.
To what I was doing. You know, I mean, that's
how I started this off with. It just depends on how old you are. And we remember what was. She's sitting over there talking about Jimmy the Greek, and there's 18-year-olds going, what?
Who is that?
Is that a yogurt? What's going on? what is she talking about? So, yeah, it's... I don't know. I think a bridge too far would be some other event other than a sporting event. I'm resigned to the fact that at some point in my lifetime, I'm probably going to have to pay to watch the Super Bowl. Okay, I ain't going to like it, but I'm going to do it. But it's like silly stuff, like the Grammys or the Academy Awards. They say, it's going to be on this channel, and you want to watch it. Then I'm going to say, all right, no, I'll read about it tomorrow in the paper.
Oh, my goodness, I just realized everything's pay-per-view now. We've just made everything pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, Vince McMahon, you win.
Okay. All right, that's it. No, we won't put a cherry on top of anything else that you just driving you crazy. By the way, do you have jeers or cheers?
Yes, I have jeers and cheers,
okay,
yes.
Okay, well, we're going to hear from you in a minute because we got that coming up next. I got some thank yous started the show with. I want to do them again because we're halfway through today's show. That is up next. But the feature that is taking off across the country, three cheers. things you liked, things you didn't like from this past week in the world of sports. We want to hear from you if you want to piggyback on what we're doing or talking about. 404-726-0929. It is Sam and Greg with Noel, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.